Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Saturday of the third week of Advent, 17 December 2011. We have the genealogy of Jesus. Jesus has our DNA. The Lord be with you. The book of the genealogy of, a reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Adam. The son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob. Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Zeron, Zeron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Aminadab. Aminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Solomon, Solomon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam became the father of Abijah. Abijah became the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat became the father of Joram. Joram became the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham became the father of Ahaz. And Ahaz became the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh became the father of Amos. Amos became the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel became the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel became the father of Abud. Abud became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim became the father of Azor. Azor became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim. Akim became the father of Eliud. Eliud became the father of Eleazar. And Eleazar became the father of Matan. Matan became the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. So today, as we begin this final octave before the final octave of Advent, the 8 days before Christmas, we start with the genealogy of Jesus. How many people have done their family tree? Back three sets of 14 generations? I haven't done it that far back. My cousin Paul Weiss did our family tree back to 1609 in Europe.
How about back 65,000 years?
65,000 years?
Yeah, through DNA.
Awesome. What does that mean? That we have Jesus' genealogy as the beginning of Matthew's gospel. Mark takes off, right, with John the Baptizer in the desert. And so does the Gospel of John. But in Matthew and Luke, we have a genealogy of Jesus. They're slightly different, but substantially the same. This one goes all the way back to Abraham. Luke thought it'd be better to go all the way back to Adam. And so we have all the way back to Adam and Eve. What does that mean for us? I'd suggest it situates Jesus well within the messiness of the human family. Because there's some real winners here, and there's some real, people who had activities that were not the mind, heart, soul, or will of God in any way. We have kings that built the nation of Israel up, and we're kings that let them stray into idolatry. We have amazing, faithful prophets and sages, wisdom holders, and we have blasphemers and sellouts to whoever the occupying army at the time was. We have those who trusted faithfully in Jesus, in God, and those who trusted instead in power and control, in prosperity, in pleasure, in all the things that this world has to offer. And yet, if we've been down that road, we realize how empty they are. Jesus is well situated in the messiness of the human family. And so we should include our names, right, in that tree. That we're built on this shoot that sprouts from the stump. What was seen as a dead tree, right? Now shoots are springing up to new life. We're grafted on to this great mystery that is salvation history. We're grafted on. My uncle, Bernard, was a tree grafter. I don't know. My mom's never known the English name for that, but she knows the French name. Bernard was still in France and came to the States and then worked at a nursery, and he would graft trees together. He would graft almond shoots to peach roots, because almond roots apparently rot much quicker. And so when you drive through the California Valley, you see all of these trees that have very funny looking bark for the first 4 feet, and there's an almond tree above that. And it's very different. You know, it's a whole different tree. And they've grafted that on. In our backyard when I was growing up, we had citrus trees that had been several different varieties of citrus planted onto one rootstock. So you could have oranges and grapefruits and tangelos and lemons and limes all on the same tree. This is the beauty of modern, right, grafting of trees. But here we have, way back when this prophet is speaking in the book of Genesis, that we're going to be grafted on, right? And Isaiah picks this up throughout his prophecies, that we're grafted on to the tree of life. We're grafted on to this great family tree that takes us here all the way back to Abraham, in Luke all the way back to Adam and Eve, but we're part of that family. And Jesus is substantially made of that history of all of the real winners that devoted their life and passions to God, and all of those who let their passions drive them into the world and away from God. Jesus is well situated to be our Savior, the Savior of all of creation and of every aspect of the human family. Praise be Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.